Any serious gardener knows that late spring, say between Mother's Day and Father's Day, is make or break time. Planting, weeding, and cleanup are all happening within the space of a few weeks. Hanging baskets go up, mulch goes down, seedlings go in. But even the most dedicated gardener might be daunted by the tasks that face Mike and Kathy Shadrack, a pair of garden authors and hostas specialists who live in Boston Hills, just south of Hamburg.
How much property do you have here, Mike?
We've got 13 acres. We only probably garden about two. We've got five separate gardens, but the rest of it is wood.
What are your five gardens, could you tell me?
We have the terraces in which we're standing. We have my hosta glen, which is the other side of the creek, where I've tried to plant hostas naturally as I can under trees. I've got a small hosta garden down there. We've got what we call the new garden, which used to be a lawn, but we don't like lawn because we have to cut the grass. And then the fifth garden was pointed out to us by a visitor last year. We have about 150 potted plants on the deck.
We had a tough winter. Did you notice much damage?
Yeah, we've unfortunately lost a lot of woody shrubs. I mean, just look at that seven sons tree. We've got one trunk left. We had about five. Lots of the woody, that snow in November really hit the woody shrubs.
Do you have a lot of animal depredations?
Yes. This is why I have these baskets. We don't have deer problems so much, but we have mole problems, squirrels, chipmunks, you know, rodents like that. So I cover my precious plants, the plants that I know they find tasty, with baskets and pin them down with landscape pins. And I also use castor oil, which doesn't hurt the environment, doesn't hurt the animals, but it keeps them off.
Mike Shadrack is the author of Timber Press's The New Encyclopedia of Hostas and The Pocket Guide to Hostas. Both he and Kathy Shadrack wrote the book of Little Hostas. You'll find plenty of hostas in the Shadrack garden, along with one other plant beloved of local gardeners.
How many hostas, roughly, do you estimate you have?
I've probably got 700 varieties, but I've probably got more actual hostas because a few repeat themselves.
The other plant that you guys really specialize in is daylilies,
yes.
Right? And how many of those would you say you have?
I don't know. Probably less, actually. We've probably got about 400. There are, in fact, many more daylilies out there, but they're bigger, and we don't have really in a lot of sun places, and they
right.
really appreciate the sun.
They like sun.
That's why there's more hostas, because we have a lot of shade.
Would you say that hostas are particularly well-suited to Western New York climate?
Very much so. The best hostas come from the coldest climates. They love a cold winter. They love to be underground recharging their batteries. And that when they've had a good cold winter, like the one we've just had, they come up especially well.
In about a month and a half, you're going to be welcoming visitors into your garden as part of the Open Gardens program. And what will they be seeing?
They'll be seeing in July, the daylilies will be up. The early daylilies will be in flower in the first week in July. We'll have some later ones at the end of July. So they'll see a lot of daylilies. They'll see less of the structure, but more of the fill. There'll be a lot of things in flower. There'll be a lot of greenery. And they will be slightly confused and amazed by the topography. Nothing's flat here, and they always comment on that.
You can see Mike and Kathy Shadrack's beautiful gardens for yourself during the Open Gardens program, part of Garden Walk Buffalo Niagara, which presents walks and tours throughout the month of July. For WBFO News, I'm Elizabeth Licata.